Is UKIP too mainstream? Some within the anti-establishment party are starting to panic that leader Nigel Farage's success in the polls is coming at the price of its value of allowing members to have a voice. A regional chairman of UKIP's youth wing, Young Independents, 19-year-old Zach Stanworth, tweeted on November 19th last year, "I fear the UKIP dream is fading. Seems to be turning into a PC mainstream party to me." So is the party becoming too mainstream? I confronted Zach about the tweet.
Obviously, there's been some growing pains, and we've seen people like Godfrey Bloom be shoved out. We've seen local members be pushed out. I've also, not my personally, but I had a friend who now end up leaving. He himself was personally attacked by the party for getting into an argument online. He then supposedly posted a comment saying that Lee Rigby's family are all idiots. The truth of that wasn't what it was. If you actually look at the feed and look at the actual account, that wasn't said. But it was said, but not in the context it was made out to be. And obviously he then got a lot of stick from the party, from members. And what I mean is they turned themselves, they started to discipline their members, especially what they're saying online. And the idea of the party when it first started, I was one of the few people that around that say that I was the old UKIP. Anyone who was old UKIP can say, look, it wasn't what it was. When it was back then, we were able to say whatever you wanted to say, because PC was out the window. If you were outrageous, I mean completely outrageous, like some have been, of course you were disciplined.
Surely when people like Godfrey Bloom come out with the comments that they did, that can't be surely PC mainstream problems.
With Godfrey Bloom, and I've always defended him for a certain extent, not the Bongo Bongo comment, I wouldn't defend on that, because simply you can't defend that. That was just sort of, this is his personality. He was the sort of person that would get up on stage and make everyone laugh. And you wouldn't go sort of tell a comedian that he should die down his act because simply it's not up to the public view. They purposely make the comments and the jokes that are on the Greg side, that are funny, but they're not exactly PC. Same thing went for him. He was a very bubbly person. There's a very bubbly person who is incredibly... He likes to have a bit of a laugh and a joke. The Bongo comment was a bit over... He should have put his position a bit higher than his bit of his jokes. That was a bit wrong. But the whole all the women here are sluts thing, that if I wasn't there personally, but I know people who were there, and the entire room found it funny because it was meant as a joke, and it was a joke, and the people there laughed, and the women there laughed. None of them took offence to this comment. They weren't offended. He wasn't being sexist. He was making a joke. Though I know some people might say it wasn't appropriate, etc., and it probably wasn't appropriate. But, however, I don't think he anticipated a journalist to take that and turn it into something that it wasn't, claiming that he was sexist and horrible. In reality, all he was doing was trying to have a bit of a laugh.